So whenever immigration reform appears in the news cycle, inevitably, we'll hear something like this.
Liberals, on the other hand, are generally soft on illegal immigration because it helps the Democrats, as most new voters support the entitlement party.
Also, it's all over conservative TV and talk radio. The talking point that a pathway to citizenship is just a ruse to create new liberal voters. But what if immigrants didn't have to become citizens to vote in the United States? Crazy, right? Well, maybe it's not so crazy after all. In Puerto Rico, earlier this month, Governor Alejandro García Padilla announced that he was going to introduce legislation that would allow any immigrant, regardless of their legal status, to vote in local elections on the island. Our producer, Marlon Bishop, has been following the story.
Hoy es un gran día para el Caribe.
A few weeks ago, Alejandro García Padilla, the governor of Puerto Rico, gave a speech. The president of the Dominican Republic was in town, and the two leaders had just signed a whole bunch of agreements, mostly about trade between their islands. But when it was Padilla's turn to speak, he barely spoke about trade. He spoke about immigrants. See, most undocumented people living in Puerto Rico are Dominican. There are an estimated 150,000 of them, possibly more. The time when our Dominican immigrant brothers are valued less than others ends now, he said. He went on to give his audience a rare dose of real talk, that Puerto Rico should be ashamed of the way its immigrants are treated, that racism and xenophobia are rampant on the island. And then came something that nobody was expecting. Today, he said, I'm announcing that soon I will submit legislation that will give the right to vote to all residents of our island, regardless of where they were born or their migratory status. And the crowd goes wild. In other words, undocumented people in Puerto Rico may soon be able to vote in all island-wide elections. For Jose Rodriguez, head of the Dominican Committee for Human Rights, the proposal makes perfect sense. He says, think about it. Immigrants have kids who are born here and go to school here. They work here and own businesses here. Yet, they don't have a say in who runs the schools and utilities. And Rodriguez says they should.
Well, that is totally nuts. Let me tell you why.
This is Luis Davila Colon. He's a lawyer and pro-statehood pundit who hosts a daily talk show in Puerto Rico. And he says the immigrant vote proposal, it's just dirty politics. He explains this to me using the great American punditry tradition of the football analogy.
When there's only 7 seconds in the game and you're at the line 45, you do a Hail Mary. He knows he's going to lose the election, and he's trying to gerrymander the vote of all Puerto Rican citizens by trying to garner and to woo illegal aliens.
There's a lot of people on the island that feel this way. Governor Padilla is not very popular right now. We're talking approval ratings under 20%. That's mostly because the economy has done terribly under his watch. But take the politics out of it, and Davila Colon still thinks giving undocumented people the vote is a very bad idea, on a philosophical level. He says it dilutes the meaning of American citizenship.
We're not a nation based on national origin. We're a nation based on a common citizenship. That's what binds us together. That's what gives us rights. And the voting right is the most essential right in order to protect all other rights.
But this connection between citizenship and voting, it's not as solid as you think.
Immigrant voting is as old as the Republic and older than our national pastime, baseball.
That's Ron Hayduck. He's an expert in immigrant voting at Queens College in New York City. He says for the first 150 years or so of U.S. history, it was actually the norm for non-citizens to vote. In fact, there was a long time when non-citizen immigrants could vote, while citizen women couldn't. In practice, African-American citizens in the South couldn't even vote until the 1960s. And he says, believe it or not, there's no federal law that stops states or cities from allowing undocumented people to vote today.
Because it's not more widely known that it's possible, that it's historically been so, it sort of seems, you know, kind of crazy. You know, we think that voting rights are tied to citizenship and that's the end of the story. Well, It's actually a little more complicated.
For example, any resident can vote for school board elections in Chicago, and there are 6 Maryland towns that allow undocumented people to vote in all elections. Luis Davila Colon, the lawyer we heard from before, he says he believes that the Puerto Rico law will pass in the legislature, but that it'll eventually be struck down in Puerto Rican courts.
But the problem is, this is going to be infectious. If you allow it in Puerto Rico, you're going to open the doors wide open in the whole states, and you're going to have a whole bunch of nuts in every state asking for illegals to vote in all elections.
The thing is, lots of places are already talking about extending voting rights to non-citizens. New York City, Burlington, Vermont, and Washington, D.C. all have proposals on the table that would allow any legal permanent resident to vote. When those proposals go to their city councils, there's bound to be plenty of opposition, just as there's been in Puerto Rico. Jose Rodriguez, the Dominican activist, says, never mind the haters.
Cuando se propuso el voto a la mujer, hubo mucha oposición también.
When they gave women the vote, there was opposition too, he says. When it comes to expanding human rights, there will always be people who are against you. For Latino USA, I'm Marlon Bishop.